This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by HVAC Trustbooks. Go to HVACTrustbooks.com to discover how this tool can help you close more sales. Thank you for joining us. Here's how we will help your business and you today. In honor of Labor Day, I wanted to talk about a potentially disastrous labor issue. What would you do if your productivity ratio was 102%? That means you pay $1.02 for each dollar of sale you bring in the door. This is a recipe for bankruptcy on a long-term basis. It happened to a new client many years ago. Learn how we quickly fixed the problem so it never happened again, even in slower times of the year. So let's get started. I had a client call me on the phone and say, I want you to come work with me. We're having some issues. And I said, okay. And the reason that this is not telling you who the client is for a lot of different reasons, because this actually happened. And so the first thing I normally do is I ask for financial statements and I ask for profit and loss statements and balance sheets and a whole lot of information. And I calculate about 10 ratios, one of which is called a productivity ratio or compensation percentage ratio. And this ratio calculates the total amount of payroll, including your payroll, everybody's payroll, field, office, owners, plus payroll taxes, i.e. federal, state unemployment, federal unemployment, and the federal FICA and Medicare. Don't include health insurance, don't include workers' comp, don't include any of those types of things. It's just simply payroll and payroll taxes. So you've got your FICA and your Medicare, and you've got your federal unemployment and state unemployment. And that's basically, you add all of that together and divide that by sales. And it really answers the question, how much are you spending on payroll and payroll taxes for every dollar of sales you bring in the door? And that's why it's called a productivity ratio or a compensation percentage ratio. Either one is fine. And in this particular case for this company, it was 102%. And so that meant that, you know, oh my gosh, without even taking other expenses into consideration, all we're doing is considering payroll and payroll taxes. And that's costing more than the revenue that they were bringing in the door in this particular month. And it's like, okay, we have a lot of work to do. Now, you're going to say, it was a slow month of the year. It was, you know, maybe it was in certain areas of the country. It might be February or March. And it's generally, I see this happen all the time and I'm comfortable with it. Well, I have news for you. Why would you be comfortable with your labor percentage, only labor, never mind your rent or your utility bill or your office staff or even your salary? You're losing your butt in those particular months. So you don't want to lose your butt. So what do we end up doing? And you look at it in terms of, okay, how productive is labor actually? Is it really that bad? And in this particular case, it really was that bad. Now, in busier months, was it 102%? No. But it was still 60, 70%. That's a little much, all right? And I'm going to give you what the ratios and what the percentages really and truly should be. The thing that you have to remember, the higher the percentage, the more you're spending on payroll and payroll taxes as it relates to sales. So you want to keep your guys in the field as productive as you possibly can and your people in the office as productive as you possibly can. So this ratio is as low as it possibly can. Now, does it go up in slower times of the year? Yes. Does it go down in really busy times of the year? Actually, the answer is sometimes. And you're going, wait a minute, you know, we're more productive, we're generating more revenue, we're doing da-da-da-da-da-da. All right. So you have a lot of maintenance customers, maintenance clients, and a lot of them are having problems on weekends and you're paying your technicians overtime. And most maintenance policies, most maintenance plans, there is no overtime. So you're actually paying your techs overtime and your customers paying regular rates. So their actual labor percentage on those particular jobs is higher than normal. But that's okay, all right? Just be aware that it does not necessarily have to go down a lot when it's really, really busy. Most of the time, it does go down a lot when it's really busy. But I want you to think about it on an individual basis. For a technician who is on call, doing a lot of calls for maintenance clients, which shouldn't be happening, and we'll talk about that in a second, his actual compensation percentage might go up because you're paying him overtime and the customer is still only paying regular rates. Now, let's take a look at that. You know, so we're looking at the times when you are actually busy in the summertime and one of your service technicians is doing a lot of maintenance work for repairs for maintenance clients. And most maintenance contracts, maintenance plans, excuse me for using the word contract, but most maintenance plans actually give the customer no overtime charges ever. And so if you've done that and your service technician is actually working overtime and your customer is paying regular rates, his compensation percentage will actually go up a little bit. So a lot of times, not a lot of times, but enough times if your compensation percentage or your productivity ratio doesn't go down as much as you think it might be going down in the summer, take a look at how much overtime you're actually working and whether the customers are paying overtime rates or regular rates. Now, let's talk a little bit about the situations where your technicians are spending a lot of time doing repair work for maintenance clients, all right? And I'm going to start this with a story, even though this is not necessarily about this. It's appropriate to bring it up here. Many, many, many years ago, I walked into a client first visit, and I always ask the service technicians, how do you feel about maintenance? And they go, we hate it. You know, we hate it. It's not worth it. You know, at every negative term you can potentially think of, I said, okay, well, why don't you like it? Well, we never get them done on time. We never did it. And they gave me a laundry list of things that they weren't doing. And I said, okay, let's do it this way. You all design the maintenance program and we'll price it. Okay? And they went, okay. So as it turned out, they really were doing what I call a check. They were opening the doors and going, yep, there's a furnace in there, and yep, there's a condensing coil, and yep, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They really weren't doing a true tune-up. They really and truly weren't doing a true maintenance on the systems as manufacturers recommend. So they did that, and that summer, their maintenance demand service went down, which it should have. If you do your maintenance properly, you should not be getting calls from your maintenance customers. You should be getting calls from everybody else and enrolling a whole lot more maintenance in the summer. And the owner was apoplectic, and he said, you know, well, my demand service went down. I said, what did you expect? You did the work, you maintain the equipment, it's not going to fail, it's not going to do the things that, you know, if it's not maintained properly, happen. And he said, well, what should I do? I said, enroll more maintenance clients. And that's basically what happened there. All right? So I will leave you with that story at the break. And we're going to talk, when we get back, we're going to talk more about how to improve your productivity ratio, i.e. get it down, both in busy times and in slow times. I've seen my clients' salespeople struggle when a customer asks why they should use your company rather than the competition when your price is higher and you both are proposing the same equipment. I've seen technicians struggle when customers ask them whether they should replace an 18-year-old air conditioner. And most salespeople and technicians never ask the one question that most customers are concerned about, yet never ask. Can I trust you? I found a tool that gives your salespeople and technicians the ammunition to answer this question and more. And the tool works. How do I know? 68% of my clients are using it to increase sales and referrals. What is it? A trust book with your name on it as the author. More details are at hvactrustbooks.com. Warning, there is only one contractor per area that can get these great books. Some areas are already taken. They've gone to my clients. If you want your area and want to have a tool for your salespeople and technicians to increase referrals and sales, then go to hvactrustbooks.com now and reserve your area.
Don't let this happen to you. Here's a transcript of an email sent to Ruth King. Dear Ruth, I wish I had this book 2 years ago. I discovered my bookkeeper had embezzled over $200,000 from the company. I used to be debt-free. Now I have a mortgage and payments on other debt I incurred to relieve the cash flow crunch caused by the embezzlement. Don't let this sad situation be your story too. An epidemic of workplace thievery and embezzlement harms today's business world, our economy, and ultimately your income and net worth. Discover the top 50 ways employees and vendors steal from you in Ruth King's new book, The Ugly Truth About Cash. Ruth also gives you the procedures to implement to help prevent embezzlement and keep the honest people honest. Finally, Ugly Truths About Cash on Amazon, or go to www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com to order an autographed copy of Ruth's book. Get the information you need to protect your hard-earned cash and assets. That's thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
Okay, we're back. So what do you do to decrease your productivity ratio? I mean, you know, you never want a productivity ratio of 102% like that company had when I first started working with them. It's really a recipe for bankruptcy and disaster. It's not a good thing. So obviously maintenance plans is part of the process. The more maintenance that you have, the more stable cash flow that you have on a long-term basis. And as you're building your maintenance programs in the beginning, if you only have a couple hundred maintenance agreements, you can probably get them all done before the heating season and all done before the cooling season. As you get to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, you're going to have people who are doing maintenance, and it's going to be done all year long. And so this all by itself will decrease your productivity ratio because you've got actual revenue every single month from your maintenance clients, and you've got actual, basically, that's sales, and you've got the expenses against it. And so it's never, ever going to be 102% at that particular point. The other thing we have to look at is individual productivity. All right, let's assume that you're doing maintenance and it's doing really, really, really well, and you're in a situation that, okay, I've got my maintenance numbers and the money's coming in every single month, i.e. revenue versus expenses coming in every month. And so that piece will actually make sure that we never, ever have 102% again. But if I look at my individual techs or I look at my installation crews, we're finding that in a job that's supposed to take 16 hours, it may be taking 20. Or a job that's supposed to be taking 24 hours is taking 28 hours or 30 hours. I mean, that productivity is not exactly going the right way. And so what do you do about that? Number one, make sure that the salespeople are bidding the jobs properly. We don't want salesperson hours and actual installation hours to be different. Salespeople should be bidding work in the actual amount of hours a competent installation crew can do the work in, all right? So that's number one, make sure that that's not happening. Number two is make sure that you are able to bill for all of your travel time. And that means you put travel time in your installation jobs, and that means you consider flat rate in your travel time. I mean, you consider travel time in your flat rate. And before you say, well, what do we do about our service calls? Well, guess what? Your service calls can take care of a little bit of your travel time, but in all reality, your service calls just what it takes to get the truck, and it's going to pay your overhead costs just to get the guy out there. It's not going to cover a whole lot more in most areas. And that's what you put the travel time into flat rate for, so that they can potentially be productive 85, 90% of the time, which is what you want. No employee will be productive 100% of the time, i.e. bill out all of their hours. There's vacation hours, there's holiday hours, there's meeting hours, there's training hours. But the key is to build up the sales process and the sales revenue so that compensation becomes a smaller and smaller piece of it. So take a look at, are they productive? Are they billing as much as they possibly can be? All right, we did maintenance, billing as much as they possibly can be. And the next thing is actually revenue increases. If your guys are out there, and this is more from a service perspective, and you see a lot of $0 tickets or tickets that are basically the service call to get to their homes, you're not going to have a very productive crew. They have to be educating the customer. They have to be doing things that are in the best interest of the customer, and make sure that that is happening. If you can increase your revenues, if you can add an accessory onto every installation that you do, or you can add making sure that they're writing everything down and they're doing two or three repairs instead of just one, which is the problem, and educating the customer that this might happen in the future, and the customer says yes, you're increasing your service ticket without having to be there twice. So you're going to look for ways that you can increase your revenue, and those are two ways that you can definitely increase your revenues. So to decrease your productivity ratio under 100%, if you look at it, we can do maintenance, we can make sure that everybody is as productive as they possibly can in the field, and that there's no overtime in the office unless we have, unless there's a really, really, really good reason for it, maybe really, really busy. But as a general rule, there's no office overtime. And then we have to look at increasing the revenues per service ticket or per installation. And those are three ways that you can actually decrease your productivity ratio. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is, what's a good productivity ratio? And that is a loaded question, because it really depends upon how big your company is, how many field employees your companies actually have. The more field employees you have, the better off you are with respect to a low productivity ratio. On average, the service department productivity ratio should be under 40%. The installation piece of it, if it's residential installation, should be somewhere between 28 and 30%. New construction should be under 20%. For larger companies with many, many field employees, I often see this number under 20% for all the departments, just overall as a company. So hopefully you'll never, ever, ever have to be faced with a productivity ratio over 100%. And if you do, these are some ways that you can avoid it from happening more than once. So thank you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you are listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. That's RUTHKING at HVACCHANNEL.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.